I'm not too enthusiastic about this organ donor idea. What bothers me most is that it's run by the Motor Vehicle Bureau, okay? I figure if I have to wait in line that long for a kidney, fuck it, I'll do without. They send you a little card you're supposed to carry in your wallet next to your driver's license. You're supposed to list the organs you're willing to donate in case you die. Are these people crazy? Do you honestly believe that if a paramedic finds that card on you after an accident, he's going to be trying to save your life? No way! He's looking for fucking parts!
Look, Sid, here's that lower intestine we've been hoping for. Never mind the CPR, this man's a donor.
Fuck that! If these people want something of mine, they can have my appendix. That's it. That's all I'm giving. Put it in the cooler and get the fuck out of here. And don't go pulling any plugs on me either. That's another bunch of macho bullshit floating around. People talking about, just pull the plug on me. If I'm comatose, lying there like a vegetable, just go ahead and pull the plug. And I say, fuck you, leave my plug alone. Get an extension cord for my plug. I want everything you got. Tubes, cords, plugs, probes, electrodes, IVs. You find I got an orifice that's not being used, stick a fucking tube in it. Vegetable shit. I don't care if I look like an artichoke. Save my ass. If you ever find out I'm comatose, just remember there are three things I gotta have. Ice cream, morphine, and TV. Give me that ice cream about every 2 hours. Give me that morphine about, every 10 minutes. And turn on the fucking TV. I want to watch Survivor. And don't be coming to visit me either. I got no time for live people. I'm brain dead here. Ain't you got no respect for the brain dead? Hey, you got to be brain dead to watch Survivor in the first place. Might as well watch it when you're clinically brain dead. One more thought concerning this comatose stuff. And this might come in handy for you someday. If you know a homosexual who is comatose, remember, you can always comfort his family by saying, "Look at it this way, folks. He was a fruit, now he's a vegetable. At least he's still in the produce section."